It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. Last spring, Lincoln Center Theater presented 4,000 Miles by Amy Herzog under the auspices of Lincoln Center Theater 3 at the Small Duke on 42nd Street. This spring, the company has moved the production uptown to its off-Broadway home base at the Mitzi Newhouse. The acclaimed stars of the original production, the veteran Mary Louise Wilson, and newcomer Gabriel Ebert have returned, which is directed by Daniel Auchin, and it's been extended through June 17th. 4,000 Miles was on your top 10 list last year, Charles, right? Has it retained its appeal to its uptown move?
Absolutely. You always do worry when a sort of intimate drama like this is moved to a larger space. But in this case, it fits really well in the Mitzi Newhouse, and I think it's absolutely as good, if not better, than it was last season. It's probably one of my favorite plays of last season. It opened at the tail end of the season, and it's one of my favorite plays of this season, too.
And the title, what does that refer to?
Well, one of the main characters, the one played by Mr. Ebert, is named Leo. He's a young man who has been on a long bike trip across the country. When the play opens, he's arrived at his grandmother's doorstep in Greenwich Village somewhat unexpectedly. And during the trip, he's had something of a tragedy. And the play is sort of about how he heals himself through his relationship with his grandmother. It's really quite a moving and funny piece.
Are there some changes you can point out from its previous iteration to where it is now?
Well, I think I could only say that the performances have deepened. I mean, this is a play. There are four characters, but it's really a two-character drama. The two main actors, Gabriel Ebert and Mary Louise Wilson, have really sort of grown in their roles. I mean, it's all about the growing intimacy between these two characters, and that really comes through even more deeply here. It's a really wonderfully acted piece.
This is not the only Amy Herzog play you've been enthusiastic about this season. She did After the Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Tell us about her song.
Well, that was from a few seasons ago, and interestingly, one of the characters in that play is the character played by Mary Louise Wilson in this play. But she did not perform in that one. She's sort of an ex-radical who was married to a very famous communist. And her grandson is sort of a new-style radical. And one of the funny things about the play is you see how, you know, radicalism has evolved over the years. He's much more obsessed with the environment and things like that. And she's sort of the old-school lefty. But I also reviewed a wonderful play by Amy Herzog called Belleville at Yale Rep in the fall. And that's coming to New York Theater Workshop next spring.
And Mary Louise Wilson, you mentioned her. She got a Tony Award for what?
She was Big Edie in Grey Gardens. I think people will certainly remember that performance. A very different performance. I mean, she's such a versatile actress. I've seen her in many things over the years. But I really think this is one of her best performances. It's not the kind of showy bravura performance that, say, Big Edie Biel was. You know, for one thing, she's not singing. But it's very beautifully drawn portrait of a woman who's sort of beginning to lose her faculties and very cranky about it. But also is a very warm and funny and loving woman. And I think it's one of the best performances of the season, I think.
The play, 4,000 Miles, is at Lincoln Center Theater. Each week we go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times here on WQXR. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Elliot. Thanks.